Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 196.
Hello!
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
We are
here at the Ray Studios.
Yeah, Ray Studio. Casa de Ray.
Yeah. Actually, we're just doing this, using our recorders, not using Skype or anything. We're doing this in studio because we're tired. I'm tired. Ray's been tired. Some weekend updates.
I'm just old and tired.
Yeah. Today, I played softball. I played softball, and it's just been very tiring, and we lost. We had two games. Actually, the first, it's the opening day today. So after the ceremonies, around 1 o'clock, we had the first game. We almost won against the Justice League. Our team's name is The Wave, and we were against Justice League. Justice League is the name of Jerry and Sean's team. Okay. So they all have.
So it's all a DC Comics theme.
Yeah, they're DC, but I'm a Marvel guy. I'm more of a Marvel guy. So.
Well, I got a Batman and Superman belt buckle while I was in Dallas last week. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were wearing that?
Yes, I actually had the Superman one on last week. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so after that, we lost the first game, and then the second game, we kind of clobbered the guys because they didn't have a good pitcher. They made us walk about 11 or 18 runs, something like that. We were ahead of them 18, something like that. So, not bad. Not bad at all. Hi, Buddy. Buddy's here.
We have in-studio guest Buddy, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Bear Dog.
Yeah. Actually, the whole weekend. What did we do yesterday? We did that today, but yesterday we did a gay thing again. We always do a gay thing. We watched the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee,
which is a musical.
It's a musical, okay. But it's a spoof of spelling bees, whatever. But it's really funny. If it's in town, check it out, guys. 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's hard to say that. Anyway, so that's what we did. And Mike was in town. Mike came over, and we were able to do those things. And, it's fun. And then in the evening, we hanged out with Wayne. No, wait. We went to a sports bar to watch some basketball. And in the evening, we went to the Asians and Friends
party. Rice and potatoes fish
party. Yeah, it's nothing like, having your friends over for a fish fry. And they have shrimp. Scrimps.
Scrimps. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much what we did. How about you?
So was the rice and potatoes fresh fry, was it hot, tranny, fierce mess?
Yes, it's hot, tranny, fierce.
Okay.
So fierce.
If y'all haven't gone online and seen the Saturday Night Live spoof of Chris from Project Runway, it is hilarious. So the KKK club that we instant message, and that's Cool Kids Club.
Cool Kids Club, okay.
that me, Maynard, and a couple other people instant message it with each other on every morning instead of actually doing work at work. We do the hot, fierce tranny mess, and it's been going on for about a week. Hopefully it'll be over by next week. But it was a very funny video, so go see it.
Hot tranny mess.
Fierce.
Okay.
My weekend has just been recovering from the last couple weekends. Orlando, and then coming home, and then going to TBRU, and... You know, having a good time at TBRU and just getting back this week. Of course, because I missed Friday, I had to take 3 days to catch up at work this week. So it was like double effort all week. And
you took days off, huh?
Okay. Well, that Friday for
that's
TBRU.
Friday only.
Yeah. So if I take one day off, it equals 3 more days worth of work when I get back. So that's what it kind of piles down to. And then yesterday and this morning, I slept late and I worked in my front yard.
So domesticated.
We just bought a house in November, and builders, they just throw something up there. So I went and completely tore everything out, moved some stuff around, added some new stuff, made the beds a little bit bigger, got a little bit more work to do, but I kind of wore my ass out today. So I am not as young as I used to be, and I'm going to be very sore tomorrow from all the work, manual labor. And this manual wasn't hot. Like, I like my manuals, but this is real manual labor, so. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's been about it. We went to Tony's Corner Pocket for a few minutes last night. Our friend Jason was in town. We went to dinner with him and went over to Tony's, and I was just not in a bar mood, so we left early. So.
Yeah, after this, I have to go to the bars because they're a fundraiser thing, so we shall see.
Are you doing drag?
No, I'm not going drag. No way. Not even for jocks and dresses, yeah. Actually, we do that for the softball team. We call it jocks and dresses, where, you know, jocks in drag, basically. That's it. So that's it's a fundraiser show, but not even. Oh, I'm not going to do it, no.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You could call yourself Little Saigon.
Little Saigon? I'm not from Vietnam. I could be Imelda or something.
Little Imelda.
Little Imelda.
And your whole routine could be about changing shoes.
About shoes. Shoes. So, okay. All right, you have a story for us.
I have a story. Our buddies at Bear 411 totally pissed me off 2 weeks ago.
It's another Bear 411 story.
Yeah, okay. You know, Greg puts all the, I love Bear 411 pro things right as you log in. Well, this is, I'm kind of over Bear 411, so I have completely deleted my profile on there. So if any of y'all that were chatting me up there, go find me on Bear City or any other chat site that, you know, usually has something on it. I'm Hugh Bear Dad on all of them, so.
What did they do?
Well, Patrick, you know, who's head of Bear Watch, went through and sent instant messages to everybody that was going to Bear Watch that he knew that hadn't registered. Mm-hmm. Just saying, hey, the price goes up April 1st. So if you want to go, you know, I see you're coming down. I mean, if you're, you know, it wasn't anything.
I think it's legitimate,
just,
right?
Yeah, it's just like, I'm letting you know that the price goes up on May 1st. I mean, April 1st. And it goes up $90. So if you want to get registered, go ahead and get registered, you know. Because he knows some of the people on there and just send them stuff. Well, either somebody reported that they were getting spam or something, but Greg deleted Patrick's profile, put this big red banner on top of the page.
Saying
that it said sending people information about events is not allowed and that is considered spam. Without even talking to Patrick, say, hey, Patrick, don't do this anymore. That I consider that spamming. He just deleted Patrick's profile and then put this big red banner up there. So the last couple of weeks, that big red banner up there saying about spamming or whatever it had on it at the time, that it's all Patrick's fault.
But, you know, it's just legit. I think it's legit, not really spamming. You're telling people about an event. It's true because, you know, you have... You know, these are people who you know are going. You're checked with them anyway, and you know they're going to this.
And they're all tied into the Bear Watch. I'm going to Bear Watch thing on the site, so I don't see where it was that big deal.
Is the Bear Watch event still there?
I do not know. I deleted my profile and said screw Greg and his crazy ass French Canadian bullshit. So I was wound up of it when Patrick told me. I was like, you know what? The guy runs the site. He has paying people on the site, and he goes and just cuts their profile off. He doesn't go to him and
is
say...
Is it a refund?
I don't know. Patrick might not be a paying customer. I don't know. I assume that he was.
I didn't know this was happening.
But, I mean, it was just like, you know, if I decided to say, I'd went to the person and said, look, that I consider that spamming. Please don't do it anymore. If you do, you'll be...
Like a warning.
Yeah, you know, a warning. But, you know, but he's done crazy stuff like this.
But, you know, what happens is he's just one person.
One person.
Out of, let's say 500,000, I don't know, but so what's losing one person as opposed to other one?
And since the people here in Houston can't get off of Bear 411 and go to another Bear site because they all have to live on Bear 411, which I know I'm going to get grief about this one, but I just think it's kind of good.
What do you guys
think?
Which
is why I didn't stay on there that much, because you get online and everybody in the town started talking to me, and I'm like, you know what? Go out and see me. I'm out all the time. Mm-hmm. Get away from your computer. Go to a bar. I mean, don't go to a bar. Come meet me for dinner. Go over to the house, whatever. But don't be having full conversation with me on Bear 411. So,
yeah.
That's why people always say, why are you always on here? So I said, because I log in, see if I get any messages, half which I delete because it's just like, oh, Lord. But, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be stuck up about it, but it's just like I don't sit in a chat in the chat room all the time, so or on a chat site like that.
Yeah, actually, I heard from Marvin from Ursus at Large podcast. I just listened to their last podcast. Also, he also had a problem with Bear411. So, oh well, yeah. People get deleted. Yeah, I was listening to Marvin and Kevin in the last episode. They're really great. Yeah, so yeah, check them out. UrsusAtLarge.com. Great podcast from Seattle. Well, in that case, in
were they at TBRU?
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think who the guys were because they did the black guys were that did the. They were some. They formed a group here in Houston, I thought, at one time. Because I think we talked about it before, but I can't remember what the names are. Oh, well. Yeah. As the doctor told me the other day when I went and had my eyes examined, I'm getting old.
You're getting old? That's just what they said?
He said, you know, I'm not going to give you bifocals this time, but you know, you're hitting the big 4-0 this year, and the muscles just aren't as attentive as they used to be, and blah, blah. I was like, so in other words, I'm getting old. Dr. Dix, and he was like, yes.
You need to have some Claire blood in you.
I know. I need to go find my own healing person. So.
Speaking of Heroes. I don't know. When is Heroes coming out?
I don't know. I have no idea. No. Battlestar Galactica starts next week or a week after.
Well, we have a comment for you from someone.
From me?
It's more science fiction, so I'm going to... We'll talk about it later. It's from John. But anyway, let's... Go on with some more audio from TVRU. We have a lot still.
Okay.
Aside from last week's Jason interview and who else? We also had E-Bear's Home. E-Bear's Home, guys. What's the deal with that?
They have their own business. They're based out of Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
They are specifically designing T-shirts for the bear community. They are trying to keep the cost low, so most T-shirts are in the $15 to $18 range, I think, is what they had. But you can go check out the site. It's bearshome.com, right?
That's right.
And check out their site and see what they got to offer. Hopefully they'll come down and show up at Bear Watch. And
yeah.
We're talking about that. We interviewed them, and y'all see the video and listen, and I think y'all hear the interview we do in a minute. They're pretty good guys. And then I guess we need to give a big shout-out to them because they gave us T-shirts.
Yes, they gave us T-shirts. Also, if you guys visit the website, if you're going to order from their website, and then you put in the comments while checking out, put Bear Podcast, you can get 10% off and free shipping.
Free shipping. So there's very nice of them to do. Steven and Ilias. Saying it right. And he's very cute, by the way.
And he's actually one of the contestants.
Oh, was he last night?
Contestants of that Saturday. I didn't know. He was, I think he had a big barbell. You know, he was so. Because it's a circus theme. So he was on stage with.
That's cute. He's very cute. He's very, very nice. Looking gentleman, so I got drugged to the roundup that night. So.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. All right, so we're going to go through our...
Oh, and we got one other person.
Oh, one more? Okay, go ahead.
Tyler Anderson.
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler Anderson, the artist. The artiste, who we were joking around after we get all his artwork, we're going to kill him so it'll be priceless. But... we were just joking, Tyler. We were messing with you.
We love you, Tyler.
We love you, Tyler. And thank you very much for the prints.
I love you
very much. Of course, Maynard still has mine. He hasn't given it to me yet. So.
I'm going to hang it. I'm going to, you know... I was wondering if he drew that while his eyes are white, you know.
I don't think he did that.
You know, okay. So. You know, like... it's another Heroes. If you guys know Heroes, anyway.
Yeah. So.
It's a painting of a bear paw. And there are only three of that kind in the world... And they gave us one each, myself and Ray. So they're only
So and I got his business card because the other two that go to match that I'm going to get too. So I just was like I bought the Utila Kilt. Some of my funds were very lacking after dropping that much money at that.
Yeah,
time.
Utila Kilt was there at TBRU.
Yes,
so. I wanted to buy one, but it's just. I can't afford it.
No. But the first time I could actually go somewhere and try one on and see if it actually fit before I spent all that money on it. So it was nice. So now I know.
You did get one, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did have one. I'm sure y'all will be eventually seeing pictures of me walking around in my kilt.
Will this be a good season? It's going to be spring and summer?
Yes. I will probably have it on next weekend at the Bear Bust.
At the Bear Bust?
Yeah.
Bear Bust. Okay.
So, but anyway, Tyler, thank you very much for
that.
Thank
you, Tyler.
Y'all go check out Tyler's website. It's www.tylerandersonmusic.com. tyler-studios.com. He's got some pretty decent artwork on there.
Tyler Studios.
Tyler Studios. So, make sure I spell that right. Yeah, Tyler's. It's T-Y-L-E-R-S. -studio.com.
So Tyler's-studio.
Studio. And the young gentleman's name is Tyler Anderson, and he said he listened to us all podcast all the time while he was at work, and he enjoyed our show very much. So, all
right.
So Tyler, there's your shout out, and hope to see some more of you. And
yeah. Okay.
Leave us a comment.
Leave us a comment. Okay. Okay. Let's go on with our audio. We have what's in our list.
Let's see, we have the very hot and fabulous Mr. Ken Slater and Mike from Cyber Bears.
Yes.
Who were talking about what they got coming up and what they got coming out.
And I think they're coming to Bear Watch also.
And I think Ken's coming to Bear Watch. So he was there last year. It's very nice to have him there. Hope to see him again this year. Mm-hmm. So we got Tommy from Wind Bear, Texas, on there, who is working on his own podcast, which is called
Time Travelers. So it's located at timetravelers.podshow.com. He's actually working with Kellen. I didn't know. So
with who?
With Kellen. He's from. If he's the Kellen that I know, he listens to the show, to Bear Podcast also, and I think he lives in Arlington. And he messaged me before. So.
Okay.
Wow.
Good luck, guys, on the show.
Yeah, good luck. And you'll hear audio after this. And one more, right?
We have the very funny William Brown from Luggage Rack Productions.
Luggage Rack Productions. He's a stand-up comedian, and maybe I can play some audio from his DVD. Yeah, I can do that by tomorrow. And who else?
And his DVD is called Applebound.
Applebound Betty. Okay.
And you can go find the DVD and look at some of his stuff at luggagerackproductions.com. So that's his website. Okay. And then I think you had the interview with Mr. Patrick
About Bear Watch.
So.
Yeah. And at Bear Watch, we also plan to record from there.
Yes.
Do you think we can do video there again? We can probably do a
10-minute. Can see it. Depends on how busy I am because now I'm in charge.
Oh, that's right.
Now I've been stuck with Friday night and Saturday, so at the beach. So we'll see what times we have.
We can video at the beach. Can we do live video there at the beach?
I don't think we can do live video there at the beach unless you got. I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll see. Okay.
How good that. I don't think Galveston's that good for AT&T connections and cell phones.
Oh, that's right.
So because. Of course, it might be because you got all those offshore oil rigs that sit out there close enough to be connected. So we never know. You never know. So.
Yeah.
And who else? Was there anybody else?
That's been. Yeah. Those are our. This is going to be interviews live from TBRU. So you'll hear some background music. So, no, background noise
from Big Nelly Bear screaming and running by and all kind of stuff and people shouting and yelling. We also got part one of Jason's video interview up. It'll be up here shortly. I got that done this week after work's about to pull what little hair I had left out. Mary came over and Dan said, "Oh, that's it. It's ready to go."
Okay.
And I was overworking the whole deal. So anyway, on with the
interviews. All right, welcome again to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we have guests.
Yes, Cyber Bears here with us. We have
Summer Bears.
I'm Mike Zillion.
Mm-hmm. Ken Slater.
Ken Slater. So yes. What are you guys up to?
Well, we're actually selling our DVD in the vendor mall since Thursday, and we're going to be here till Monday. I've been doing a lot of photo shoots this weekend.
He's been doing a lot of photo shoots this weekend.
Really, really hot guys. I've been meeting with a lot of people from Texas here and outside of Texas. So. It has been successful trips.
Do you guys do videos on bear runs?
Not necessarily, because everybody want to play around. Everybody want to,
too busy.
Some agenda. I normally meet with my model first during bear runs and discover them during bear runs.
That's very Hollywood. Yeah. Like,
I do all the model searching during bear runs, but I travel all over the United States doing filming, basically.
Okay.
And of course, in San Francisco, we have really big studios. So if you're ever visiting, just drop me a line, let me know. and we'll get you in front of the camera.
Oh yeah.
What about a spectator? Like, you know, I just want to watch. Can I do that?
We don't usually allow any spectators on the set.
Oh, you
yeah,
don't.
You got to be a participant, or you're not really there.
Okay. Or you got to be doing something.
That's right.
You
got
to be doing. I try to.
I'll hold the camera.
Second cameraman. See, I got the camera. I can be.
I'll be the fluffer. Yeah. Can I do that?
You can't afford it. You have to pay us a lot for that.
Well, you see, I try to keep it to the minimum behind the camera so people will be more comfortable and do what they do. If you have a lot of people behind the camera not doing anything and just standing there staring,
they get in the way.
Besides, it just make everybody nervous. Yeah. And from experience, it just did not work out. Like somebody bringing his boyfriend to watch and doing porno.
I guess that it looks like it happened before.
It has.
It did. And
it's happened before.
Oh. You can't tell him, oh no, don't bring your boyfriend. Oh,
okay.
So he bring his boyfriend and it's like, okay, honey, can you go home now?
Can you go home now? I'm too busy.
Do you find it hard recruiting models?
It was in the beginning, but now that Cyber Bears is out there and people actually know about us, I get a lot of people coming up and asking me if they would be, a good model or not. But I'm reachable. I have a MySpace page, MySpace/CyberBears. I have BearParty.com a profile. I have on Bear41. So I'm out there. People. Can reach me for sure.
And I think a lot of people are finding out about us through Bear Party magazine too.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a new publication. It's been out for about a year now, and it's been going really well. We've been distributing. We're bimonthly, and we go out for free to about 150 different bear bars across the country, and another 40 or 50 around the world.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So, where are y'all off to next? What's the next big bear run for y'all?
Actually, I'm going to Galveston.
Great! Yes!
Are you coming to Bear Watch again?
Yes.
Cool!
I had a great time last year, and let's tell you, it's just, I gotta go back again. Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the donations y'all made for the giveaway. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
If you come to Bear Watch and participate, prizes are DVD, so. And maybe next year we'll be able to give away your DVD that you made, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It could always happen.
Speaking of videos, did you guys have a new one that just came out or something?
Yes,
or?
Bear Booty Call 3.
Booty Call.
Booty Call. Yeah, it's very...
Bear Watch, Booty
Bear
Call.
Bear Watch, we have a Bear Watch. It's our theme, Booty Call.
We have a couple of them we produced before Bear Booty Call 1 and 2. And people keep asking, are you coming with 3 one? It's like, okay.
It's a popular series, but if you missed the first two, don't worry, you're still going to be able to understand the plot.
You're going to buy the first two.
And there might be a chance they get to preview these DVDs while they're down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have,
because we have a 12-foot screen. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. There's going to be a 12-foot screen at the pool.
Yes.
Size matters.
So.
I'd be more than happy to bring some to actually do some preview. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So cool.
It's going to be privately viewed.
That's right, yes. Privately viewed. We're just saying we got a 12-foot movie screen at the pool.
Oh, okay.
We got a foam party. We got a 12-foot video screen. Figure it out, folks.
All right.
Yeah, we actually had a screening room in an IBR, and it turned out really good. We got a lot of people. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, but we got a lot of people. I mean, I would say it was a good turnout to have a lot of people coming at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So after you previewed the movies, did you cut the lights on and film the room?
And that's your math.
Let me tell you, that's the funny thing. You cannot have sex at the screening room. Not because I said so, but because the security. The
damn
hotel
security.
Considers the screening room, which was closed. We were doing the screening behind closed door, all right? They still consider it a public area in the hotel. So you cannot have sex, which is just,
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So watch people having sex. Don't touch it.
You tried to tell an auditorium full of bears watching porn that they can't have sex.
That's right.
It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like telling them to go to a buffet and not eat,
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
us. And I hope y'all have good sales here set up. Y'all set up in the room in there,
right?
Okay. Yeah, we've been doing and our very sales.
And check our next magazine, Bear Party magazine, in May.
Yeah.
May, June. Going to be the leather
issue. Beginning of the leather season for the bear community.
So yeah. There's a leather season. Yeah. Season
for
leather.
We're going to be IML as well, too. Okay.
Season for
yes.
leather.
See, it's hard for leather bears in the lower part of Texas because it's just too damn hot.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
All the leather's been going on this time of the year, so while it's cool and you can wear it. And then
watching that hot, sweaty leather slowly coming off, that's worthwhile.
Yes.
I can see the heat being an added thing.
Or rubber, too. I've seen
rubber.
Some nice rubber.
Oh, rubber is hot, man. Yeah. It's just really hard to light it because you get a lot of reflection on it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it taking a picture of somebody.
I actually saw a racing outfit in rubber that I was like, damn, if I
you lose got about,
when, I li- when I lose 40 more pounds, I might actually be able to squeeze into that.
Ah.
So. You might. If you need help, let me know.
Okay.
Or just order a larger size.
Yeah.
No, trying to get down smaller. So.
You have our goals.
Okay, cool. So. Well, everybody's right. got their journey.
I know. Got to be healthy. So. Well, guys, thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
And hopefully we'll see you at Bear Watch.
Yep. All right,
bye.
See
y'all then. So bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes. And joining us in the show are two bears that I know from LiveJournal for a long time now. And it's William and Tommy. Tommy's from Moment of Minutia.
Right.
And what's your website? Shelby Cub.
Oh, yeah. I'm Shelby Cub on LiveJournal.
That's right.
And also, I've got the website, LuggageRackProductions.com.
That's right. Okay.
So
yeah, let's start with you, William. Tell us about your new project there.
I've got my new DVD, which actually premiered last December. It's called Apple Brown Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Ray, for showing that. You know, I premiered it last December at Midwest Bear Fest in Indianapolis to a not a sold out crowd, but we filled up the little theater that they had in the hotel, and I'm very proud of it.
3,000 seats.
No, I wish. No. I'm not Celine Dion. It was a big hit, and I'm very proud of it. And I say a whole bunch of stuff that people wouldn't even tell their priest or their therapist.
Or their mother. Yeah.
No, I tell my mom.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to it. I was watching it on the way to New Orleans.
You were watching it on the way to New Orleans. How
yeah.
apropos.
Yeah. I was. But, stuff that you cannot tell your priest.
Yeah. And you notice, he's watched it, but have I got the DVD to watch now?
No, well, that's we're trying to shelter you from finding out about.
It's very decadent.
Is that because I'm a priest?
It is.
That's right,
like
priest.
That. It's very decadent.
It's very decadent.
I feel like cake now. I appreciate it. It's like I'm very rich. And,
with the red velvet jacket.
With the red, yeah, I've got on the pimp jacket, which is red velvet with a zebra stripe collar and cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
The pimp did not want to give it up. He did not want to give it up.
Yeah.
I did. I had to pull.
Oh, show to the camera. I mean,
show the back.
Yeah, he's got
here,
a.
Let's do this right. Let's do this right.
Oh, the other side.
Oh, yeah. Just right? Zoom right in on my nipple, right there.
There you
yeah.
go.
Okay.
Nice nipple.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
I kept the other one covered up because it's not so nice. I'm kidding. They both match.
Okay. Not like a ripped off nipple ring or something. Piercing.
But no, I talk about Bear Run stuff and growing up gay and masturbation and luggage racks, which you're gonna have to get the DVD.
Yeah, I know about the luggage
racks. In fact, it's the Luggage Rack Productions is what I call, you know, my production company.
I've seen a video using but yeah. Guys, watch it.
Yeah,
you'll get Apple Run.
I'm talking about the little luggage racks that you get in the hotel rooms.
Yes.
They make great rim chairs.
Yes.
Awesome. No, you have no clue. And they carry a lot of weight. Don't ask me how I know.
Oh. Okay.
Well, if you're going to Bear Run.
And anybody who wants to know why I called it Apple Brown Betty, you also will have to go to the web, see the video to find out why I call it. It has nothing to do with pastry. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with pastries.
Is the clip still on YouTube?
And not to be confused with Miss Betty Bowers.
Is the clip still on YouTube? No. I've got other clips now on YouTube of much better quality. So,
okay.
What was that, Ray?
I said not to be confused with Miss Betty Bowers.
Not Miss Betty. Oh
No.
In fact, I should send her a copy of this.
You should. She'd probably pray for you.
Maybe she probably would pray for me right before she exploded.
Okay. So let's go to Tommy.
Tommy's got a big basket over
here. Yeah, he's got a big basket. It's got very colorful balls, too.
All right. So, yesterday I was chatting with Cubsist, Tony, and he was asking where the answers were to the Easter egg song scramble for last year's Moment of Minutia.
Okay.
Since I never published the answers, I thought we would do it today. And so this we've been recording the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all go ahead and open one, and we'll record a few more.
Okay, we're going to open one.
Uh-oh.
Over here.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, John.
Yours was empty.
The story of my life. I get an Easter egg basket and it's empty.
All right.
Actually, I forgot about the Easter tomorrow. I need to do John a basket. Oops.
Okay.
That's right. It is Easter tomorrow, isn't it?
I forgot to bring his basket and all
only $5
that.
For this whole thing.
I guess I'll have to go find out.
So I just
it's
read
the
one,
day
right?
where we all celebrate the zombie Jesus. What?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a fortune cookie? Okay. So, hi, I'm Nard. Yes. Okay. Number two is the letter I. The song was Electric Blue by Ice House.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Hugh Beardad. Number 23 is the letter J. The song was Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones. No, Jesus Jones.
Jesus.
I'm in Texas. Jesus.
Hi, I'm William. Number 5 is the letter E. The song was Every Day I Write the Book by Elvis Costello.
Every day.
And I'm Tommy, or T. Lloyd, as I was called on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Number 18 is the letter F. And the song was Saved by Zero by The Fix.
Oh, I like The Fix. Yeah. I remember The Fix.
Remember the video?
Saved by Zero, yeah.
You know, I was talking to a Cub the other day, and he says, I'm a child of the 80s. He was, like, born in, like, 91 or something like that. And I got mad, and I'm like, you're not a child of the... You were born in the 80s.
You were born in the 80s. Oh, somebody's naked.
Ray, the grown-ups are talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So...
Naked man.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to test to see if you're a child of the 80s. And
okay.
He's like, what? He thought I was going to bring up, like, Charles in Charge or something like that. Mm-hmm. No. I said, what does Mr. T cereal taste like? And he looked at me like I had, you know, like blood coming out of my eyes. And I said, it tastes like Captain Crunch. Now go. You are not a child of the 80s.
He could have answered that.
So yeah. Oh, actually, I kind of answered that one. And all that sort of thing. And teaching the children that were born in the 80s about stuff like that. My new podcast that I'm going to try to be recording tomorrow is going to be feature me and a 20-year-old, and I'm going to be teaching him about a bunch of things that, from the 70s and 80s. And
you're going to be teaching a 20-year-old about things about from the 70s and the 80s. Like, like, you know, I don't know, like cocaine and
swingers.
Ask him if he understands what dynamite.
There you go.
I'll give you a dollar if you never do that again.
We did that in the office the other day because that's the mentality.
I will give your entire office a dollar if you never do that again.
One of the girls looked at us like, what show was that from? We kicked her out of the office.
Good times.
Yeah.
Kicked her out of the
office. So it's going to be Time Travelers.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves Jimmy Walker.
Time Travelers.
So what are you planning on teaching him?
Well, the first episode we're just going to talk about time traveling. We're going to be mostly time traveling within our minds. But in the second episode, we're going to talk about Almighty Isis. Do you remember the secrets of Isis?
Oh, the secrets of Isis.
I remember that.
Shazam.
Okay.
Yeah. And Shazam, we did.
So you're too young for that.
See?
I
love that.
1975.
Yeah, I guess I was.
I'm actually waiting for the DVDs for those.
Shazam is not out.
On Saturday mornings.
I like the Shazam
actually,
one.
I thought it was more like Saturday about 12 o'clock when they came on where I grew up.
Yeah. Or Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, of course, the ultimate Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah. So. Marshall Villain Hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, that was in a James Allen Bob.
So, yeah, and, well, guys, okay, so we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
Are you guys going to the anywhere, like Wet and Woolly or something?
Oh, the Wet and Woolly already left without me.
Oh, okay.
I went yesterday.
You went yesterday?
100
like
bears,
it?
200 holes.
It was fine.
100 bears, 200 holes. That's beautiful.
I love it.
You should write for Hallmark. That was awesome.
Yeah, we're going to do a whole card line called Bear Mark.
I remembered I heard that before. 100 bears, 200 holes. Maya Angelou said that.
Did she?
Big plagiarist.
Yeah, plagiarist.
Did she?
Damn it.
It must have been on some of our new stuff, because I don't remember that.
No, it was, it must have been the Maya Angelou that's on the logos, the Big Gay Sketch Show.
The Big Gay Sketch Show. Yeah, we don't get logo. Ooh, we don't get logo at
Craigslist.
Home. I live in a small town. We don't even get Bravo.
Speaking of Craigslist.
Ray's got that, nice stories about Craigslist, but we talked about that before.
I'm a Craigslist whore.
Yeah.
Are you really?
That's my pastime at work when it's slow to.
Oh, really? Have you ever posted on Craigslist?
Yes.
Are you the one that would just take a picture of just your eye?
No.
I hate it when they do that. And then they have the nerve later on to say, that motherfucker licked my eyeball. Why would he do that?
No, that's not me.
Okay.
I don't do eyeballs.
Okay. Well, guys, so where will people catch your websites again?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Want me to say it again?
Yes.
Because I'm a whore when it comes to promoting myself.
Whore it out.
Okay, yeah.
Whore it out.
It's www.luggagerackproductions, all one word, .com. And you can purchase my DVD, Apple Brown Betty, on the website. And there are clips on the website as well that come from the DVD where I talk about masturbation.
Yeah. We'll probably play some audio. Is that okay?
That's cool? Fine. That's right. Perfect.
Okay. Oh, God. So play some audio from his
race that was, like that. I can't wait to find out what that sounds like on my high def at home.
Oh, there you go. Okay. How about you, Tommy?
And I'm WinBear on YouTube and Live Journal and WinBear TX on Bear 401 and whatever. My new show is timetravelers.podshow.com. That'll be premiering later this week.
All right. Well, wait for that. Timetravelers.podshow.com.
And here's the 20-year-old sacrifice you're using.
His name's Kellen. He won the DVD from you.
Yes, that's right. You talk Kellen from Arlington? Oh,
I've yet to see him.
Yeah, so Kellen, if you're watching, yeah, shout out.
Swing by, see us.
Okay. He's cute. I want to see him once. Okay, so thank you guys for joining us. All right.
And remember, kids, what doesn't kill you gets you medicated.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye, thanks.
But my mom is very liberal. She really is. She's really cool. I mean, I have got so many friends that say, I have got to meet this woman. Part of the reason is because of the stories that I tell about her. This is when I'm going to send my mom to go get something to drink. We all remember that day that we discovered that our dick was for more than just pissing, right? In the bathroom, with lotion. You don't have to be taught. It just happens, right? You know how most parents would be like... Is everything okay in there? You've been in there a long time. Which is universal for I know what you're doing. Please stop. Now, did my mother do that? No. She was a single parent. She didn't have time for such theatrics. She said, you better not be doing what I think you're doing in there. I just mopped that floor. Last time your brother got stuck in there because you made the doorknob all greasy. And my brother's gonna be going, oh God, was that what that was?
No, we'll put it in. Okay, hey everyone, this is Nard. And we have a guest here. Ray Sortio. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Okay. We have a guest here.
I'm nobody.
You're nobody.
Nobody knows me.
And we have a guest here, Patrick from Houston Area Bears.
Howdy.
Hello. Okay.
Chair dude of Bear Watch 9.
Yeah.
Booty Camp.
And I'm wearing the shirt.
Webmaster.
I'm wearing the shirt. Doo-doo. It's the Bear Watch shirt for Bear Watch 9. That's right. What's the theme for this year?
It's a military theme. The theme is Booty Camp.
Okay. Booty camp.
Booty
and
camp.
So are we supposed to wear, what do you call this?
You don't
fatigue?
Have your camo
I don't have yet.
I got my camo Speedos in the mail yesterday before we left.
See, those are the kinds of things that you just don't need to hear some days.
What?
I got my camo Speedos in the mail yesterday.
But who's going to see that unless you really, that's the only thing you wear?
Well, that's the point.
Okay. All right.
John was like, are you going to wear them to the pool party? I'm like, no, these are for Bear Watch. Which is specifically Bear Watch camo Speedos.
Okay.
So
yeah, tell us about Bear Watch this year.
Okay. So we've added quite a bit of things. Let's see. What have
obviously
we added?
Not. She got a mustache.
No, we did not invite her this year. She didn't want to come last year because of softball schedule. So we
she hates
her
us. She doesn't
well,
like us.
We'll put her on the list for next year and see what her malfunction is then. How about that? Okay, so we are Friday night having... We changed our host bar. We were at the Undercurrent, but they have since moved on, so we're back at Grew, or
now
we're going to Grew.
Bikini Beach, which is a straight bar charging $10 cover.
So if you want to go there, you can, but we won't be there.
That's right.
So anyway, we're going to
be
at Groove. Yeah, on the other side.
That's the new bar.
The new bar, yes.
Yeah, Groove.
So we'll be at Groove, and then on... they'll be providing food Friday night, so that's meal number one.
Okay, that's good.
Feed the bears. Feed the bears.
Saturday morning, we'll be at the hotel restaurant where we'll be providing breakfast.
Okay.
And then at the beach Saturday afternoon, we'll provide lunch.
Okay.
And then we'll provide dinner again at the beach then Saturday. I'm sorry, at the restaurant.
Three, 4 meals.
And breakfast on Sunday morning.
See?
At the hotel. We're not going back to the bar. We're staying at the hotel to do awards and have some entertainments and some other stuff.
So. And we've been guaranteed a late checkout at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we can do our thing there. Right. So, let's see. We added at the pool party this year. Well, let's start on Friday. We added Kendall. Kendall's coming down this year.
Yes, Kendall. Kendall from who sang Bears and what else is it? What else is she singing? She sing?
Wolf.
Is he sing? Wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Wolf?
Yeah. Bears. That's been the in the top 10 or top 20 on Logo for the last couple months.
Mm. And Bears is playing
on
Logo.
It's on Logo.
Right now.
It's on Logo, yeah. So good Kendall. Okay.
Yeah, so we are going to work him like a Hebrew.
Okay.
We're going to keep him busy the whole weekend long. And Mike Ator, who's a local Houston guy.
He's coming?
He's coming.
Yes.
He's coming Friday night.
He's going to be in Bearpalooza, too.
There you go.
There you go.
So we're going to have Mike come. He's going to do a couple of songs for us. And depending on how things go and how his weekend works out, he may do something for us on Sunday morning. Maybe one of his songs then as well.
Okay. Awesome.
We'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
So both of those guys are coming down on Friday night, so come down to the bar. We'd love for you to register, of course, but if you can or you're not going to be able to be there for the whole weekend, then you can come down for the bar that night without registering. Show up. There is a, what did he say, 325, 350 people at the Groove. So get there early because it'll probably fill up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it'll actually be pretty cool.
I think we're gonna fill it up. The whole
probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So
you have our ads in the Outsmart magazine.
We do. We have Outsmart is one of our media partners this year,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be at registration this year on Friday afternoon, and they'll be there to give copies of the magazines and answer questions and be there to chat. So it'll be cool. That'll be nice.
How about beneficiaries for this year?
Hatch is our beneficiary again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Over the last several years, we've given about $5,000 to our charity, which is pretty good because we cap our registration at 225 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that for, you know, a small event,
$5,000
goes a lot.
That goes a lot.
So that's kind of cool. And if you don't know Hatch, go check them out on their webpage. It's hatchyouth.org. And they do lots of cool things for folks around the Galveston, Houston area for youth.
So if you know any distressed gay youths.
Distressed gay youths.
You can send them a Hatch. They get counseling. They also have all kind of social interaction for kids. And it's from like age 12 to 20. So it's the under 21 set that can go there. It's all confidential. And they have a lot of programs. They actually have a new space they're working on. So hopefully the money we give them this year will help them fix up Hatch's space. So they'll have a little community room to do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How about the kids? Think of the children. Okay.
Think of your future tricks. Okay.
Okay.
So let's see. What else are we doing? Saturday, we added a pool party. To the pool party this year, we added a foam party.
A foam party. Now that's what I'm intrigued about. How will that work?
You get in a pit full of foam and get naked. Well, actually, you're naked. You get in a pit full of foam, and whatever happens, happens. What happens in the foam stays in the foam.
What did Johnny ask? What do you exactly wear in a foam party?
As much as you want or as little as you want.
Yeah. You don't go in a suit.
And my suggestion to Johnny Lee was go to www.bearwatch.net, and all those questions will be answered.
There is a place at the top called Foam Party. You can click on it and read it.
Okay, good. Foam party.
And for all those people who have heard these horror stories about foam parties, you don't have to coat yourself in baby oil. Yeah.
That's the old foam party.
That's the old foam stuff.
That used to be the wing de-icer foam they used to use, and you have to put baby oil. That's not it anymore. This is regular soap, foamed up, real foamy soap. So it's very safe and hypoallergenic.
And it's not going to hurt my eye.
No.
It's like baby shampoo. It's about that. It's the same pH as baby shampoo. So.
Oh. Okay.
So it won't be a disaster.
The only thing that's going to be burning your eyes is when somebody shoots loaded.
That's nasty. But that's
and
up
it
to you.
Burns.
That is all up to them.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So the dates. When are the dates?
May the 16th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's on my T-shirt.
They're on the back of the shirt. Just verifying there.
Okay. I'm walking calendar right now.
We've been meeting since like September for this. I'm sure TBRU does the same thing. Yeah. It takes a long time to put something like this together. So
yeah.
The days start running together. So we have to check them every once in a while to make sure we don't say the wrong thing.
And of course, we're going to podcast from there probably on that Saturday in the morning again.
In the phone.
No,
well, I can't podcast in the morning because I'm at the beach. I'm working at the beach all day. Well, I'll podcast at night.
You can do it in the morning time before you go to the beach.
I ain't got time.
Or you can do it at night or at the beach.
Well, Maynard can do it.
Well, Maynard can do it. He can do the Rover and podcast while I'm setting up everything at the beach.
We don't have to set up a whole elaborate thing, but we can have a camera.
And the grease pig will be back this year.
We're going to do that again. Yes. Oh, my God, the grease pig.
That was so much fun last year. I saw at least one bathing suit get ripped completely off of somebody. And you can see that video on bearwatch.net. Go down, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. You can watch the...
Video.
Do we know what kind of games we're going to have, Saturday? I'm hoping we have some kind of obstacle course we have to complete.
Yeah, we are. We're actually going to have an obstacle course at the beach there. That should be kind of interesting. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work out because that's another committee, and I just said go handle it. But we will have an obstacle course that night or that morning at the beach, and we're having the grease pig thing. We hope to have a military-type person standing there yelling at people.
Drill sergeant.
Who's it going to be?
Any drill sergeants out there?
Drill sergeants.
Right. Worst comes to worst, we will give Kendall a copy of Stripes or some other similar movie and tell him to watch it and get ready to yell. And I'm sure he'll do fine.
Oh, yeah. He's going to do a good job.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so everybody out there watching, I don't know if this video, if we're... anyway, the video is working. It's recording right now. Anyone who's watching this right now or listening to this through the podcast, just go to bearwatch.net for more info. Remember, May 16th to 17th. 18th, May to 16th, May 16th to 18th.
There you go.
Those are the dates.
And you can come down early this year on Thursday night. They're doing some karaoke at the bar.
At the Groove, yep.
So if you want to come down and relax and get checked into your room early and do all that good stuff and just sleep late on Friday morning, there's other stuff going on too. So
yeah, absolutely. And if you're not interested in going to the beach on Saturday, for example, Schlitterbahn is within walking distance of the hotel. You can walk over there, pay for your ticket, and go through Schlitterbahn and enjoy yourself there. We've had a couple of people do that in the past, too. I will say that the hotel only has 30 rooms left, and they opened another 60 rooms for us, and we've sold all but 30 of them.
Okay.
So there are a lot of people
that have registered this year. Awesome, that is good to hear.
So if you haven't gotten your hotel already, go and get it quickly, because we're going to sell that hotel out.
Okay.
And we will have the entire hotel to ourselves, so we can do...
Could do whatever.
As much as we choose to, I guess, within reason.
Yes.
And our registrations are capped at 225.
Okay.
And because of that, you know, it's going to get really close if you're waiting. The price increase is at the end of this month. April the 1st, the price goes up. Right now, it's $75, and it goes up to $90 come April the 1st. So go ahead and get registered now so that you can take advantage of that lower price.
All right. Okay, so go to bearwatch.net, guys, and... yeah, we'll see you at Bearwatch. Thank you very much, Patrick.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bears on the run. Bears on the run.
Five bear performers coming to your town. That rocks. Don't miss your chance to see these bears in your neck of the woods. Comedian Bobaloo, rocker Elijah Black, performer Kendall, folk artist Matthew Temple, and songwriter Shannon Grady.
Bears on the run.
Don't miss this tour coming to you this April. Oof. For details, go to bearsontherun.com.
Okay, time to wrap this up. Before we wrap this up, we have some listener comments. Actually, I have something for you here. I've been saving this for Ray.
Okay.
It says it's from John B. I'm trying to go through some of these podcasts, and the lair, not enough plot for a TV show. Not enough sex. I think we were talking about...
The lair. The voodoo vampire gay thing.
I haven't seen this. So. Right, let me finish this. So, not enough sex for a truly stimulating experience. Okay? Any idea if Dante's Cove was any better? So, honestly, I haven't watched any of these.
Okay. Most gay softcore porn movies that they throw hot naked boys in, it's not the greatest. It's not the greatest. It's like a couple years ago there was a video out called The Seven Deadly Sins that was filmed in New Orleans that somebody's trying to do something with that kind of combines softcore gay porn storyline. It just wasn't that great. But, you know, I like it. First season of Dante's Cove, I recommend watching. It was very good. It worked well. I mean, they had, you know, if you like cute, hot, little muscle Twinkie boys. Season two, not that great. But I've watched all of it, and it's just like, okay, if they could get their act together. Dante's Cove, yeah, they could get it together. And then The Lair, it was interesting. Pretty little Twinkie boys sucking on each other.
Really? But softcore.
They were vampires.
Oh, sucking on
it. Okay. Yeah. It was very...
sucking the voice.
It was... they took some very literal stances on the way they handled stuff. So,
oh,
so,
okay.
But, you know, the only way to get more gay shows like this out there is to support them, and that way people invest money in them, and they got to make a little money off of them. Hopefully someday they will actually get somebody that will put some money behind one of these shows and actually work it out. You know, I know queer as folk didn't go past a certain edge. I mean, it was very softcore porn, but there was still some stuff that they didn't show.
I've seen, or
didn't go hardcore, but I mean, you know, but that was on a whole different level. And I think these shows are trying to get to that, and they're, you know, and I think that's what we're used to, and it's not.
But it's more sci-fi, these ones.
These are kind of horror sci-fi, yeah. I mean, Dante's Cove is kind of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer type.
Only gayer.
Only gayer, so.
Only
okay.
I got to look at that. It's out on DVD or something?
Yeah, it's out on DVD. Put it on your Netflix. So.
Put it on Netflix.
It was, you know, I'm not giving it any...
What's in your Netflix? What's your latest Netflix?
I got The Queen and The Shower... I think the other one I just opened was The Shower Boys, but I hadn't had time to watch any of them. They've been sitting here for 3 weeks now. Actually, I took The Queen and there's this other movie called The Showers. Actually, I just returned it, and it was about these two guys that were on the wrestling team, and they had a three-way with the girlfriend, and it just kind of went downhill like that from there. And it was French, and it just made not too much sense to me. But the guys were hot, you know. They had this little cute little Asian guy that was running around naked.
Oh.
In the shower. They had a lot of naked shower scenes with big uncut European cock. So if you like that, you know.
Well, The Queen, I don't know if I told you before. I told Mike, because Mike wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know, I said this before in the show before. Mike wanted to watch it before. I said, let's watch The Queen. Okay. Okay, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror. So he got pissed at me. Okay, so me, I still have, you know, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to watch my DVDs. I still have To Kill a Mockingbird, and I still have Monk. I'm now getting the second season. The second season, disc two, something like that. So
okay.
I'm still stuck with it. So,
well, one of my deals that we got to do for school that I got to work on this week, because it's due next Monday, it's actually supposed to be due this Monday, but he gave us a week extension, is the Monk trailers.
We've got
to come up with a short 30 to 1 minute long movie trailer.
Really?
And Monk's one of the shows that we have access to.
I
want to
get into your class and learn some stuff.
So... but actually, I have the trailers for V, so I think I'm V for Vendetta, so I think I'm going to do something with that. If anybody's got any good ideas for music that are very...
I told you before, heavy metal. Whenever it's some action like that, it has to be heavy metal.
I don't know that much about heavy metal, though, so we'll have to work on it.
Okay, some real thrash metal music. Yeah, and explosions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so anyway, on with our last comment from Eric. He's actually from, I think he's from the Philippines. He says here, "Hoist, nerd." Actually, I grew up saying "hoist," "psst," or something like that. But that's how we, you know, you attract attention or you want to call somebody something like that. But that's rude. Anyway, so Nard, you mentioned that you'd periodically come back to the Philippines. When are you gonna come back? Why don't you do an episode here with us, your Filipino listeners in Manila? Yes, yeah. Well,
You'll actually be doing that one by yourself.
Actually, Mike is going to be there.
Oh, Mike's going to be there.
Mike and I are going to do that.
Okay.
So we're going to record from
you'll be recording, and Mike will be sitting there looking in disdain at you because you're eating up his time visiting the Philippines doing podcasts.
Well, no. It will be an eye-opener. Well, eye-opener, like eye candy for him, because hopefully Eric and maybe Carl and some other friends there in the Philippines who have been listening, they could join us. We could do a Chaser show.
There you go, Chaser show.
Chaser show, Manila side, or Manila version. Yeah, that'd be good. We shall see. But that's in August.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Maybe you can get Ryan to go with y'all.
Yeah, Ryan is in Toronto. Oh, next week.
To the Philippines.
To the Philippines. Ryan, if you're listening, meet us up in Manila, okay? Oh, next week they're going to be in a drenched fur.
No, Ryan's not able to go.
He's not? I thought he is.
So I talked to him last night. He's not able to go, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
So. Actually, Ryan, this is your shout-out. So I know you're having a rough week. So, buddy, hang in there. It's bound to get better. Mm-hmm. It might get worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better someday. So. Yeah.
Well, Johnny and Jeffrey is going to be there to drench for. I think that's next week.
Bears beware.
The Chasers are there. Okay. All right. So, who else? I'm going to shout out to. Yeah. Mike, if you're listening, be careful driving. He's on his way to New Orleans. I love you and be careful. And, see you in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to be. What are we going to do? 2 weeks from now, a baby shower.
That's right.
Which we're going to talk about next
that's
time.
Right.
Baby shower for a gay couple that we knew. Well, yeah, okay. Gary and Andrew. We'll talk about it next time, okay? It's going to be a big topic. Okay, Ray, how about you?
That's it.
That's it?
That's the shout-outs I got was Ryan, because I talked to him last night. And I guess I can give a shout-out to Don, even though he didn't listen to the show, the hot muscle Asian that was
at
TV.
Gave him a card.
Gave him a card, hadn't emailed me, tried to flirt with him, you know, I don't
Don
know.
Don from Atlanta.
So if any of y'all know Don from Atlanta, the hot muscle Asian guy.
He danced very well at the Roundup.
Roundup, yes.
During TV.
In fact, we had a discussion at the Roundup Saturday night. So.
Okay. All right, so that's it. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com or
ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And you can call... the voicemail line. It's 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And guys, this is episode 196. Four more episodes for episode 200. So you guys, call in, okay?
That's right, call in. What are we going to do for the 200th episode?
I don't know yet.
We need to do something big.
Let's do something big.
Like the 200th centennial. We need to do something big.
Yeah. You can do it in the nude. No, I don't think so.
Well, I'll try to get you to do a photo shoot for Cyber Bears, two of us. We don't have to be completely nude. I mean, we got the Cyber Magazine, the Bears.
We can do soft porn. Softcore porn.
And y'all let us know. If y'all want to see me and Nard and Cyber Bears doing a photo shoot together,
God, no.
Send us some comments. Send us some voicemails. Send us some emails. Let us know.
Oh, God.
Because we have the perfect chance at Bear Watch to do that.
Yeah. Ken's going to be there. Okay, thank you for listening. Okay, bye.
Later, guys.
Bye. Talk to you guys later, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
We're waiting for Maynard. He's sucking something over in the corner. This is what happens when he walks off and leaves me with a microphone.
That's right.
So.
Scoot over that way, son.
Maynard.
Huh?
Spit it out, Maynard.
Huh? That's right. They're not paying for it. We ain't putting it on there.
Maynard, spit it out. Get over here.
All right. Dad Cook, if you'd like to do some promotional advertisement, email me at ray@bearpodcast.com.
All right.
Our minimum charge is $10,000. What?
Now Maynard's taking his clothes off. A while ago he was in the corner on his knees, and now he's taking his clothes off. You're supposed to take your clothes off first.
No, I'm just putting it over it. It's a little chilly now.